Can we get a 3-2-1?
3-2-1.
3-2-1. You started the 3-2-1.
Yay! Hey, it's a podcast.
Podcast number 15.
I'm Sai.
I'm Ben. Thank you, Sai.
Before we forget.
That's true. We
always do forget.
He's Sai. I'm Ben.
Fuck. I was going to make a joke of some famous person. I'm Joey.
We've done that the last 2 weeks.
Joanna.
I know. And I totally dropped the ball. So, okay.
Way to fuck shit up.
Well, no. Last week, we just introduced ourselves as the person next to us, pretty much.
And it wasn't at the beginning. We ended the podcast introducing ourselves. Thank you.
Yeah, we did.
Does it smell like donuts to you?
Or is it just smells like deliciousness.
It smells like donuts because we have donuts.
I think so, but this has a hint of donut.
All right, so Sai brought his wine today.
Does it taste like donut?
We couldn't stop him. He came in with it.
It tastes like wine.
Weird. The wine out of the wine bottle tastes like wine.
The wine out of the wine bottle tastes like wine.
Yes.
So, hope everyone's having a good day.
Why do I feel like I would find that in, like, an English book somewhere?
What do I feel like? I don't know. Like, what English books do you read?
Shitty ones, apparently. I live in Florida.
Wait, you read?
Yes.
I didn't know you know how to read. You guys know how to read?
What? What is reading?
I read very well.
I read good English books.
I read English good.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I read a lot of books.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
What's the last book you read?
It was a Halo book.
When was that?
4 years ago.
No, it was probably,
he doesn't read shit except comics online. Don't even fucking
about
try
the time
my
Halo 2
He reads
out.
His phone. That's the reality.
No, it probably came out, or I reread it a couple months ago, probably.
When was the last time you bought an actual intellectual book?
Yes, that's a good question.
Last time I bought an intellectual book?
Like an actual book.
Like an actual book. Like, I bought Richard Branson's Like a Virgin, which is a business book.
That would count, kind of.
Bought that last month.
I read a business
book.
And you read it?
I don't remember what it was.
Only a couple chapters so far. Because Riley has my iPad, and it's on my iPad.
Oh, it's on your iPad.
Yeah, I don't buy physical books anymore.
Yeah, I haven't bought a physical book in a while either. I've bought a bunch of books on my iPad. I have The Hunger Games, and...
You know how I know you're gay?
Rest
I'm just kidding.
The Hunger
Games
is
pretty cool.
Rest in peace, Barnes & Noble.
Well, no.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble.
Borders
closed.
Borders closed. Yeah.
Yeah,
they closed
a couple
years
ago.
Because
remember, there was the one right by the
bookstores. I don't read.
There was the one by the gym, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one closed.
I actually just went to Barnes & Noble the other day.
I thought that was a Barnes & Noble, though.
Borders.
Oh. I go to Books A Million a lot.
Never been to Books A Million, except that one time at the Brandon Mall that we went.
Where is there a Books A Million?
At the Brandon Mall.
That's the only place?
No, there's another one. It's down in Carrollwood, actually, I think.
For anybody that cares, because they know where Carrollwood and
Brandon
is.
Here we go get a localized podcast again.
I don't
You know, a lot of our listeners are from Tampa.
It's true. Hey, we have listeners in Australia now, so.
Woo!
What?
Shout out to Australia.
Yeah.
Most poisonous fucking place in the world. Never gonna visit.
Sorry, love
Steve
Irwin. Actually, my brother died in Australia.
See?
You have a brother?
I have. Well, I have two.
Past tense.
I have two. One of them, unfortunately, passed away.
Not anymore!
God damn it.
Wow. Way to get offensive.
No. But the podcast...
No. We cut that out. Nobody even knows what that's about. And now we're just sitting here, like, acting like dicks towards Joanna's brother. I'm sorry.
I still
that,
love
Joanna.
Her. She's my favorite.
Oh, God. I was waiting for you to say that, too.
I know, Ben was looking at me like, so I don't
and
you
now
fucking
just,
dare.
We're all just referencing somebody, something that nobody else knows about.
That's all right.
How do you think Joanna knows about it?
Inside
Probably
jokes
not.
On the podcast. Great.
From the podcast. From
Everybody's
the podcast.
Like, fast forward, this is stupid.
I hate this shit.
Get to the part where they say, penis! Ha ha!
Yes! Took us 3 minutes and 48 seconds to get to penis.
Throw it back.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, on that note.
I thought we were over penis pong.
I really
thought we had grown up a little bit since then.
No.
That was only like 2 months ago. No, I was in
I
Orlando.
Go, I wouldn't even say that long.
I went out to the tennis court, but there were no tennis rackets or balls, so we played penis instead.
With who? You, how dare you play penis pong without us?
I'm sorry.
That's, who'd you play with? Sad.
Let's omit
not
that
people
part.
I should say on the podcast, just because that out of context, it's just really bad.
Okay.
How's pooing going for everybody?
Pooing's going great.
Well, my pooing adventure was ruined again.
Failed over the weekend.
Yeah. At the cheer competition, you know how the guys put the blue hairspray shit in?
No, we've never done that.
Yes, you have. Shut up. We've done it together.
Don't
try me.
My last competition as a senior, yes.
Yeah, but probably. That was probably it.
The 4 years before that, never.
Don't give a fuck. The point is you did it.
Adam wouldn't let us.
Okay, well, anyway, Joey did it, and then
really, because when I was there, Adam didn't have a problem with me doing it at all. Anyway, irrelevant. So I put it in, and hairspray...
Sorry.
Anyway, the hairspray is like fucking impossible to get out of my hair, so I had to. I ended up shampooing 3 times last night, and then conditioning, and it's still kind of not there. So I'm gonna poo one more time tonight, and then start over again, and never put that shit in again.
You should be all right. All right.
And for the 90th time, when we say poo, we mean shampoo.
Yes, right.
We have no problems taking shits.
I'm getting.
We always talk about this no poo week, and just totally forget to mention we're talking
about
shampoo.
Oh yeah, I haven't pooed in over a month.
Our listeners like they should stop eating cheese.
Maybe they need a laxative or something.
An enema. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Anyways, what I was going to say is that I bought some poo. It was $40 this kit, and it makes my hair thicker.
Okay.
So I'm not going to have a receding hairline anymore because you could still see hair. It's just really, really light and really, really thin.
Okay.
So thicker hair is going to bring that better.
So you're off the no poo.
So you're off the no poo thing?
I don't know. I haven't got it yet. I get it either between Thursday and Tuesday.
Oh, you ordered it
on
the
mail.
Amazon.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Nice, Amazon. Go
you
Amazon.
Know they sell an organic one over at some organic health store down on Armenia that really works very well?
I would really hope that the organic store sold organic shit.
You know, well, I don't know about literal shit.
What? Why aren't you on the no poo regimen? Why?
Because women's hair...
Not true. There are all sorts of girls doing no poo.
No, I have a friend. I have a friend that tried it, and she tried it for a week, but then
they said it takes more than a week, especially with girls.
It's bad. You're such
a
creeper right now. And I was speaking to Ben. No, but I have really long hair, and it's really hard. My hair is really thin, so it gets oily very fast, and it gets really nasty.
Gotcha.
And I use a lot of product to like style it and stuff. So.
Oh, girl problems again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, girl props.
And it smells like shit when it because it's long.
So. I guess that's true. Yeah. It's harder to wash.
My hair, I haven't checked.
I do like every 3 days wash thing, though.
I think this is 8 weeks now. I think last week was 7 weeks. This is 8.
And your hair does look good. Like, it looks noticeably better.
Yeah, it does.
I can't talk.
So fancy. Looking good.
Oh, one thing, speaking of hair, one thing you don't want to do is try to cut your own hair when you're drunk.
Wow, I would have never guessed.
I did that last night, and I had to fix it. See, remember
I was
going to
say, there's a little bit of a line there between like the
Why?
Top of
it's
your hair and
the
side.
It's a part, and I saw like pictures, and I was like, oh, she made it really thin. And I
it doesn't
like,
look
I
bad,
it
but it's different.
Yeah, well, I had to fix it this morning, because last night I was like, oh, fuck.
Way
it was
to
like
go.
Straight, and then, so I had to make this whole line like really, really
way
thin.
Way to go.
So,
I thought you actually got a haircut last week.
I did.
Yeah, he cut his own hair.
And she...
No. Oh, he went to...
a legit haircut. Ricky, gotcha. Remember?
Oh.
Our hairstylist.
Yeah. My hairstylist.
I need a haircut.
Yeah.
I don't. Actually, I do.
Although,
I definitely do.
You know, part of the whole no poo thing, apparently if you have curly hair like I do, it's okay to use conditioner only.
I would see that, yeah.
So I might get some conditioner because I'm out now.
I love conditioner.
Yeah, me too.
So do I, man. Makes brushing my hair so much easier.
And
exactly.
Just touching it. It's like, oh.
Don't really use it. Don't really care for it.
Well, this podcast is getting really gay.
Oh, so yeah.
We spent the first, like, 15 minutes talking about hair and hair products and organic hair products.
Speaking of organic, has anybody been to Trader Joe's yet?
Not
yet.
Yeah, I mean,
we've
been
went,
to it, but we didn't actually
we went,
buy anything.
Yeah.
Oh, me either. I walked in and was like, cool. Walked all the way around. I was like, all right, see you later.
I don't
That's
get what the big
what
fucking deal is. It's a grocery store.
It's really organic, but it's like it's not as good as Whole Foods. It's cheap. It's really cheap. Their wine is really cheap. Mm, plus,
I
mean, they had a little...
Well, they had
I love
what
you know. You
Am
didn't
I,
buy anything, but he knows that
talking.
The wine is cheap.
I do.
Rule number two of the podcast, don't talk over people.
Yeah, stop talking. Both of you
I was
going
to say, all four of us are guilty of that.
I try
Ben's
my
done it
not
once,
to.
The podcast, but I will... But compared to the rest of us, he hasn't done it nearly as much.
I try so hard as not to.
Because Ben barely talks. So.
Well, Ben gets cut off every time he tries to.
Exactly. I get
it's not important.
Cut the fuck off.
See, you got to talk over people like everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
I have permission to talk over people. Fuck everyone else.
It's
a bad practice. Don't do it.
I'm going to have to fucking throw a bottle at someone.
Trader Joe's has nice cheap wine.
Oh, yeah, no, but they had a little stand, and it was cheese and wine.
Oh,
I
had that.
I was going to say, they had that when me and Ben went there.
Yeah? Which one was it?
It was. I need it.
There was two different samples. There was a red wine and a white wine, and two different kinds of cheeses.
Do you want to guess what kind of wine there was when I went?
Red,
white, blue,
orange,
Moscato d'Asti.
Oh yes,
it was that with a sharp white cheddar mixed with.
I love sharp
and
white
something.
Cheddar.
That's what I had.
Onion, yeah, that one.
Except it wasn't. It wasn't a d'Asti. It was just a Moscato.
Oh no, theirs was Moscato d'Asti, and like the sweetness took away from the sharpness of the cheese. So good.
Wow, now we're getting like all formal and fancy. We went from gay to fancy. I like this.
We almost sound like cultured human beings.
Can we get some monocles and some pop hats?
We had a party
can
like that.
Can we get some air?
Dead.
I'm really hot.
What?
We should do that for like a benchmark podcast.
Oh, that was when Ben was off the face of the earth.
You guys had a monocle and top hat party without me?
Oh, yeah. Was that when you were in the DR?
Yeah.
Wow, you missed out. That was a great party.
I'm so
It wasn't even a party. It was pretty much Joey and Cy play Call of Duty and wear top hats and monocles.
It's true.
Okay, well, then I didn't miss much.
It's crushed.
And cut.
And scene.
Right, so anyway, what were we talking about?
Cheese and wine. Being
cheese and wine, monocles and top hats.
And scene.
Scene. Double scene.
I'm really excited for my quarter centennial.
I'm just going to take those two cuts and put them back to back, and they're like, and cut, and cut. Just like that.
And scene.
Right, so Ben's excited for turning 25.
25, quarter centennial. Because my car insurance goes down, and I've...
It doesn't go down that much.
And Ben's old and boring and is excited about...
I'm excited about being old and boring. Because now I have like a justifiable, legitimate reason. Because I tell people I'm 24, they're like, oh, you're still young. But as soon as you turn 25, you are instantly old.
Yeah, I've been being called Joanna, old since I was 23. Everybody calls me old. You're old. Fuck you.
Yeah. Well, I've always been old and boring, so...
You've just been boring.
Yeah, I know. I don't like to do shit.
We have fun on the podcast.
Old and boring is not that bad, actually.
Yeah, somebody's got to be old and boring in the group.
Coming from the master of old and boring.
Exactly.
Team Hot Mess, what?
For life.
Team Shit Together, what?
Again, you have to actually have your shit together.
I have my shit together. My shit is all nice and aligned.
I do also as well have my shit together.
Ben doesn't have his shit together.
I got my shit together.
I go to college. I'm about... Never mind.
Check the toilet. I have my shit together. It's not diarrhea.
Really, what's it called? Cocky or something? I don't know.
College?
No, I was going to say, because I'm about to get a whole bunch of money together for us to invest in...
That's from school. That doesn't even count. If I were going to school, I would get...
I know, but I don't want to brag about the fact I'm getting paid free money that I'm just going to buy video games with.
It's for books and living expenses.
Educational purposes.
And by living expenses, we mean business operational costs.
Exactly, yeah. It's all
included. It's a write-off.
USF's going to hear this, and they're going to be like, nope, take it back, take it all back.
No, that's okay, but...
That would be fucking
anyway,
horrible.
So, yeah, well, speaking of, we'll segue into that. I have gotten the money secured, sort of, and so we will hopefully have computers and shenanigans in about 2 to 3 weeks, you know, by the time everything's put up together.
Yep.
Sweet deal.
That's exciting.
I'll have a legitimate station to play DC Universe on.
Yeah, and apparently you guys are never going to leave my house.
Basically.
Probably never, yeah.
What I'm thinking we'll do is we'll take this room here, and we'll just have to set them up and take them down whenever we do Let's Plays and stuff.
That's annoying.
It is, but we don't really have another place to do it.
That's true.
Not for it to be permanent.
Right.
Realistically, moving computers around, not that bad.
It's true. So, but, and then we're going to try, as soon as we're making, like, even a little bit of money, we can rent a warehouse, apparently, for really cheap.
Really?
Yeah, like, out in, I forget where, but my dad, the real estate agent, was like, yeah, well, you can get this. It's like, $400 a month. I'm like, and it's a warehouse? It's like, yep. So, like, we could get a huge warehouse for, like, $400 a month.
That's where we could sleep. Let's just...
That's what I'm saying. We'll put up some, like, fake walls and the three different corners so we're, like, as far away from each other as we can.
Oh, my God, we should totally do that. I'm 100% down.
Except there's no plumbing.
There's no bathroom?
Probably not.
You just shit in the woods.
If there's woods behind it...
Fuck it, why not?
We just went from cheese and wine to shitting in the woods.
Sorry, that was a redneck in me. Just shit in the woods. I mean...
But let's be honest, when we get this warehouse, that's what we're going to be doing. Eating cheese and wine.
And shitting in the woods.
You go from one extreme to the next.
All at the same time.
We could have like a launch party though, and be like, what's that?
Then everybody has to shit in the woods. There's no plumbing.
Would we be able to like, well, I mean, we're just leasing it, so I don't think it'd be feasible to have a septic tank installed. And
No. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's tons.
We could get a porta potty.
That's what I was just about to say. We should get a porta
potty. Porta potties are probably pretty cheap. I bet you those are like dollars a day.
I don't trust us with the porta potty.
Yeah, that's a good point, though.
I can see somebody taking the shit and somebody outside. Boop.
Yeah, just drop kicking the shit over.
All right, you're right. We're just going to shit in a hole outside.
Next awesome line.
Fuck you. Just get a bucket and then buy one of those seats for the buckets and then shit in a bucket.
Dig a ginormous hole.
I'm just going to dig a hole. I don't want to have to empty the bucket. I want to bury the hole.
We should just get like a toilet seat, build like a wooden box, put the toilet seat on the wooden box, but dig a hole under the wooden box like so far down.
Right, I think we're putting way too much thought
into really
this.
Every once in a while we can just pick it up and move it to a new hole. Perfect.
Or just kick dirt over your shit.
Like
pick
a dog?
It up and then kick dirt over the shit.
Exactly like a dog.
Down. Exactly.
Dogs have been shitting in the woods for fucking years. They got this shit down.
They know what the fuck they're doing.
I'm really hoping that our warehouse is next to a gas station. Just saying. I'll shit in a gas station.
That's
better,
good, Ben.
Better than shitting in the woods.
I'd rather shit in the woods than shit in a gas station.
Yeah, like, woods might be cleaner. I mean, there's some nasty ass people.
I have no problem shitting in the woods. I do have a problem shitting in a gas station.
Yeah.
Bro, they have to clean that thing like every 2 hours.
But they don't.
But they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Remember, no, they don't. We talked about this in an early podcast. I don't like shitting in public places.
Neither do woods I. Are okay. I will Nobody hold else it shits
in my
home.
Particular wood spot.
No one shits in your hole.
All sorts of gross people shit in the, what's it called? And if we're shitting in the woods, we can each have our own little toilet seat we move around.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, we can shit wherever we want. If I want to climb the tree and shit from the top of the tree, I can do that.
That's dangerous. You shouldn't do that.
You guys are fucking weird.
Because if you fall into your shit, you're screwed.
Oh, that would be pretty tragic. You're right. All right. So we won't do that.
Scratch that idea.
I could just see Joey's face. He's slipping. He's like, no, no. Like, grab it. No. I know, I saw.
Oh, I already have the best idea for the podcast description for this week. The fishbowl wears top hats and monocles while drinking wine and cheese and shitting in the woods.
Yes. Bingo.
Yes.
Fucking horrible.
That's perfect. That has summed up this podcast. Those are like the three topics we've talked about so far. We haven't even gotten to the topic list yet.
Awesome. Ben brought donuts.
Ben did bring donuts. We could briefly talk about that. Go, Ben. Ben used to work at
You're
Krispy Kreme.
I did. In the day. Way, way back in the day.
Not that long ago. It was like a year and a half ago.
No, no. It was way, way back in the day. It was like, it was almost three.
No, it was at most 2 years ago. Like, at most.
Yeah, no, because I've been working at Toyota for close to two and a half years.
That's true, because when I was working at Lenny's, he was working at Krispy Kreme.
Then time went by really fucking fast.
Yeah, it did.
Time goes
anyway, when Ben worked at Krispy Kreme, he would bring me donuts all the time, and I just ate donuts all the time.
Because every night we would throw away racks and racks of donuts. Like, I shit you not, there was at least 18 donuts per tray, and there was about 20 trays at the end of the night still with donuts on them. So we
Did
got
y'all
to
see that video about Dunkin' Donuts and the rat.
You motherfucker! Interrupt me again. I will cut you.
What are you gonna do?
I will cut
Try
you.
Try me.
But
use enough.
But every employee got to take home 3 dozen donuts.
Well, that's exciting.
So every night, basically,
that's a lot of donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised more people at that work at Krispy Kreme aren't like morbidly obese.
Well, the thing is that we get sick of the donuts. That's why I gave them to everyone else.
Oh, that's true. I had that problem when I worked at the pizza restaurant where, like, I'd eat pizza every day for lunch, and like pizza lost its flavor to me. It's like I'm eating crackers.
You haven't eaten pizza with me.
Well, no, I've gained the pizza flavor back, but at the time I was eating pizza
every
day.
We had game night last Tuesday.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Like, just completely
And we ordered
forgot.
Pizza. That pizza lasted maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, really it did. It was gone. It was
like, there was seven of us, and we were just like, oh, devoured it.
The funny thing was, hang on, is we devoured that pizza. I went home. Ben missed game night because he was sick.
Right,
there was two pizzas in the fridge. Fool. There was one slice out of each missing. Ben had ordered pizza probably around the same time that we ordered pizza.
Aww, I did. He was missing game night.
I was missing nothing. I was dying in my bed. It turns out after the podcast, I caught a severe case of death.
Good, Ben.
And like I thought it was just like allergies and me coming home from South Carolina. Everyone had gotten sick, but they got over it within like a day or two. So I was like, whatever, fuck it, I'll wing it. Thursday comes by. I could barely see. My eyes are like swollen shut. I'm coughing, dying. I go to the doctor, and it turns out I had strep, the flu, and pink eye from coughing into my arm and putting my arm over my eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you do that a lot. You sleep with your arm over your eyes, and you'll do this thing where you like peel open your eyes so you're sleeping and both your eyes are open. Really fucking freaky.
Why are you watching me when I sleep?
Yeah.
Why are you all watching me when I sleep?
Pass out on the
really?
Floor a lot.
You're asking?
I do.
And you did live with me for like a full like 12 months at some point in time.
That would be a year.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like
yeah,
to
but 12
out,
months sounds longer than a year.
I would like to point out that I told him last Tuesday, I'm like, you don't look good. You shouldn't be around people.
Yeah.
And yet he still came around.
Yeah, but nobody caught anything from him, I don't think.
Everyone is sick at the workplace.
Colleen and Nick are sick. No, they all got sick the same time I did. They all
I was
going to
say, I think,
thing.
Yeah. Because they were all in the room together
we
in
got,
South
We
Carolina.
Actually got a letter from the South Carolina Disease Control and Prevention something or another, because everyone who went to that competition, there were so many people that got sick that they sent emails to everyone who went to there.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you all brought sickness back.
They didn't give
Thank
you anything?
They're doing a survey right now to see who all got sick.
You. And
I got sick. A bunch of people from the gym I used to work at got sick.
I didn't get sick. I never get sick when other people get sick. I always get my own weird thing, like when nobody else is sick.
Yeah.
My child is sick.
Your child is sick. Your child is in my sister's room right now, spreading her germs.
You're welcome.
Now your sister's going to get sick.
All the way. I claim no fault on that because there's 1,001 other sick people at the gym. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
But you decided to be viral.
So, are they so
did everybody else.
So is everyone else. Don't fucking blame me.
Hey, we're just building the immune system of the people.
Are they going to give you anything?
Of what? The people.
Are they going to give us anything? Yeah. Probably not.
Like a Morgan,
no, why would
a
they
Morgan
give
commercial.
You something just because a bunch of people happen to get sick together?
Because it was in their competition. You could
see. It don't matter. So? They can't. No, you can't.
How's it their fault?
Like, your would... ventilation system sucks.
Then no. It's not the competition's fault. It's the establishment's fault.
Yeah,
so
I don't
sue the establishment.
No, I think that's silly.
You guys suck.
Over the flu, fuck it. No
the flu spreads.
Flu, pink eye, strep throat. Yeah, man, fuck it all. You almost died.
Wow. Just because a bunch of people get sick together in the same spot doesn't mean it's anybody's fault. It's part of being a person. You get sick sometimes.
All right, moving on from the sickness.
Yeah.
Get down with the sickness.
Oh, I thought. That happened.
Dumb.
Joey's like, I don't want to be here anymore.
No, I'm good. I'm good. You guys tried pickle flavored chips?
Yeah. I don't like pickles, so I don't think I would.
I like pickles, but what the fuck? Why
are
they...
Who are you? You don't like pickles?
No.
See, I've had pickle flavored... I know I've never had pickle flavored chips, but I've had steak flavored chips, and I thought we talked about
this. I was going to say, we have, I think. And steak flavored chips are good, but who the fuck wants pickle flavored chips?
They're actually really good. They're like salt and vinegar.
No, they're not. They taste like pickles, which I don't want in my chips.
Do you like pickles? Vinegary.
Yeah, I've had pickle chips. Yes, they
which
taste
ones?
Like pickles.
Which kind?
I don't know. Pickle chips.
Do you like pickles, though? That's
I question. Do like pickles.
Oh, okay.
Get the Lay's kind. They taste like salt and vinegar.
So if you really put good. If you put pickle chips on your burger, would it just...
See, now that, ironically, I think I would be okay with. Because, you know, it makes sense. But when I want chips, I don't want pickles. If I wanted pickles, I'd go eat a pickle.
That's true.
Yeah.
But when you got the munchies, can't stop them.
What if you have... a pickle chip coated deep fried burger. I'm speaking size language.
It didn't make sense.
Like,
said, like I was excited and then I stopped and I was like, wait.
Hold on, let me think about that first.
If you crushed up a bunch of the dill pickle chips.
And used it as like a breading?
Yeah. And then deep fried the burger.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Like a country fried steak kind of deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
yeah.
But a burger.
Pickle chip
obviously.
Burger.
That awesome live will happen tonight.
Tonight, yeah. We need to do that hot sauce challenge too.
No,
we haven't.
We also said we were gonna go.
Can
to
we do it
game.
On a day where I don't have things to do?
Yeah, yeah, that'll be like an all day event.
We also said we were gonna go to the movies this weekend and watch Winter Soldier.
Yeah, but we're all
oh,
busy
but we're
gonna week.
Be in Daytona.
Yeah,
see? I met last weekend.
Yeah,
we
but
were,
you guys
in
were in
Orlando. Yeah.
So did we ever actually decide on a day we were gonna go?
No.
We said next weekend, but none
we
of us realized
tonight.
We're gonna be in Daytona.
No, we can't because Ben doesn't get out of practice till 11.
I got a new job.
Yeah,
11?
So I got a new job. You want to talk about it? Or you want to kind of keep it on the down low?
No, I got World of Beer. It just opened up a bunch of locations with kitchens in them, and the South Tampa location was actually one of them.
All right,
so
cool.
I went in for an interview, nailed it. They loved me, called me back, and they were all excited. Well, I was excited.
Well, congratulations.
Got full time. They said I'll have my schedule probably by tomorrow.
Do you have Tuesdays off?
I don't know.
Did you ask?
I would
Tuesdays
have mornings
off.
They don't even open till 3 or something like that.
Okay, so if we really had to, we could just move the podcast earlier. Okay,
exactly.
I've arranged my schedule to have Tuesdays off. So.
All right, cool. Cool.
I've arranged my schedule because I don't actually have to arrange my schedule. I don't start work till later.
Yeah.
But my first day is 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
I think I have a 3:30.
Yeah, because you have to train.
No, tomorrow's cleaning. We just cleaned the kitchen. From,
oh, because now it's going to be
just,
set up?
Yeah. Is it like brand new?
They
like,
just, like during my interview, they were building the kitchen.
Gotcha. Then, you know, when I worked at the pizza restaurant, it was the same deal. Like when I interviewed, the kitchen wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
They were like moving in the pizza oven. So
they were still building shit. Like there was wood being cut, and I was like, "Dude, this is cool."
I'm excited. I feel like I'm gonna be in Soho a lot.
I work directly between Nick and Dan.
Well, that's exciting.
So now I have three people.
You guys
to
can all have
Soho.
Parties.
Mm-hmm. I make pretty decent money, so I'm excited.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah.
And then hopefully these podcasts and Let's Plays will take off. And
yeah,
we're gonna start. What we're gonna do is because we'll have to like set them up every day. We're just gonna start at like 10 a.m. and just go. All day.
Done.
Yeah.
That sounds like the best job ever.
Right? Just
oh,
playing,
wait.
Playing video games all day and recording it and then posting it on the internet for other people to watch? Yeah, I could think of worse jobs.
Yeah.
Like a janitor.
Yeah.
Or cleaning out our shithole in the woods.
Yeah. What if we actually hired somebody to empty out our shithole?
That would be awful. Here's a dollar. Go clean out the shithole. Some homeless person would do it.
We'll put my sister to work.
Like I said, some homeless person.
Wow.
My sister's not homeless.
She's not. She lives here.
She does. Actually, she's kind of living with my grandma right now because my cousins are in town.
Oh.
Yeah. Going to the zoo Thursday. Pretty excited about
That's
that.
That's exciting.
You're going to the zoo?
I am going to the zoo.
You excited?
Yeah. Sort of. Not really.
How old are you?
12. Hey, the zoo is fun. I fed a giraffe.
I fed a giraffe too. Those tongues are fucking long and gross and so sticky weird. And like
they wrap around
yeah.
the leaf and pull it out of your hand. You're like, ah.
Yeah, that's a very accurate description of how I felt.
That's how I felt.
I went to SeaWorld Sunday.
Yeah, I saw pictures. You have fun?
We had a freaking blast. It was
I like
awesome.
SeaWorld. I like all the shows and stuff. They're really fun to watch.
Guys, you know what I did this weekend?
Watched no. Frozen?
I laid in my bed and died.
You watched Frozen, though. You said
I did,
you watched Frozen.
I did watch Frozen.
And your thoughts?
It was kind of funny. I
that's
it.
What I thought.
It was yep. cute. I, yes, it was a
Ben
good
was giving a shit.
He was like, nah, man, that's no man's funny as shit, though.
That's what I'm saying. It was Olaf. A good movie.
Yeah. Yeah. When it pokes the carrot through the nose, that part's funny.
What? I love it. It's so small. He's taking little baby.
And then boom.
Average.
See, spoiler. You guys are spoiling shit. People haven't... It's, actually,
I'm pretty
I think
sure
everyone's seen that fucking
seen
movie.
Frozen. You're the last person on the planet to see Frozen.
Yeah.
I was, and I finally
way to catch up, Ben. Way
well,
to catch up.
My favorite part was he's like, I don't have a skull.
Or bones.
I'm going to watch that movie again. I have it downloaded. I downloaded it when we went to South Carolina, but we never watched it.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway.
We all could have sat in a little room and had like a little pillow fort and if, watched fucking Disney movies.
Exactly.
If I have off this weekend, I plan on going to Daytona.
All right, cool.
I want it to happen.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't know. I won't know until tomorrow. So it's really okay. shitty.
Okay.
Well, okay. Hoping that you do.
Can we all sit in a room and watch Frozen?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Fine.
Okay.
Ben's acting like he doesn't want to do it, but Ben's like, yes.
He's like, yes, yes.
My all-time
deep down,
part.
I'm singing Let It Go.
I actually worked out to that song today.
Did you? How was it?
Yes,
did it go well?
It was. I felt liberated.
The podcast listeners can't see this, but this is the face of judgment.
That's the face of shut the fuck up.
That's the face of Mr. Wilson off.
That's the face of
as I look
Ben
over my pop filter.
Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy ho, neighbor.
Why do they never show his mouth?
They do.
No, they don't. It's an ongoing joke.
No, I'm pretty sure they show his face in like the later part
no,
of the series.
They never showed it. It was just an ongoing joke forever.
No, well, go fuck yourself.
Okay.
That was easy.
I'm glad button? We're all on the same page.
Where's our button? That was easy.
We used to have a bunch of those. I don't know where they all went to.
If they okay. only worked the way they commercials do, that would be fun.
That would be great. Okay, you remember last week how we talked about how you had your brilliant idea about putting the alcohol in your bra or whatever,
yeah,
like a camelback?
Did you see it somewhere?
Well, part of the LinkedIn, I had to search for it to, you know, post it in LinkedIn, and I found it. And every fucking website I go to now advertises me different underwear that holds alcohol. That's all I see anymore. I see boxers that hold alcohol, thongs that wear alcohol, different
thong.
Size bras
how
that wear alcohol.
You have a thong?
I don't fucking know.
Where do you put the alcohol?
Exactly.
You don't want to know.
I mean, I'm a girl. I wear those. And there's not a lot of fabric there for that.
You know what? They found a way. I think it had like little flappy patches on the side.
Then that defeats the purpose of a thong.
Yeah, but it holds alcohol. It has its
yeah,
own
purpose.
Yeah, but
if purpose. I want my ass to look good, I'm not going to have two bulges on the side.
If you want to get drunk inconspicuously,
that's why I have
you
big
do.
Boobs for.
Well, not everybody is that lucky, so they can't sport the big, you know, alcohol-holding sports
bra. Well, maybe
bra.
There's like one of... You ever see those little jelly tube things that you put your finger in the middle? I don't know.
Yeah.
I do that. But like, you squeeze it, and it uh-huh. keeps just... Move. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those.
It's like
one of
the little fishy things in it.
Ew!
Ew.
What? I'm just
not where I was expecting that to go at all.
Me either. I'm over here looking at him so into the conversation, and then, oh, up the cooter.
I knew that Zai had nothing good to say. It's like, I don't know why you guys were expecting him to say something intellectual. I knew where that was going.
Nope, I was not
well,
going that way at all.
Well, he is your brother after
yeah.
all.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for that, guys.
Sorry, Joey. Sorry.
But you'll be happy to know, whatever you decide you need to hold your alcohol in, it exists.
Oh, right.
Bottles do exist.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's how you should get it on the cruise.
This is
bottles
true.
Do exist. Really, sorry?
Yes.
Speaking of the cruise, we need to make a choice on that, like, yesterday.
I already made my choice, like, 15 times.
Yeah,
because
he's
still
a little
like,
bitch
going,
and doesn't
like,
want to
no,
go.
Yeah, Sai's going.
I'm not going.
You're
I'm
going.
Not going.
We will handcuff you. Pack you up in a suitcase and put you on that
I
boat.
Got an idea.
I don't think we'll make it through customs or whatever.
The fuck is he doing?
Let's
help!
Give
he's
him
got
a
ticket.
Give him a bottle of wine and then we'll be good. He'll pass out true. Before we get there. Then we get him on. We
pass
get a wheelchair.
Out, nigga.
We get a wheelchair and
couple
be like, oh, don't worry. He's mentally challenged or something.
He's mentally handicapped.
Like, I'll learn.
No, we'll get you a bottle. A baby bottle.
What's in the bottle? Oh, grape juice?
Don't you take it away from him because he flips out when you do that.
Oh my god. Yeah, go move along. Move along. Seriously, I'm not going on the cruise.
Yes, you are.
One, costs too much money. Two,
$300. You can afford it.
You have to pay for shit on the cruise.
No, you don't. You don't. Alcohol. That's it. Everything else is included in that $300.
Meals are included. That's it.
Meals are included. Drinks
that's
are included.
That's the most expensive thing.
Yeah. What do you do other than eat and drink?
Alcohol.
Exactly. We're gonna sneak it on there. I don't know how to make
we totally should not talk about this like in advance.
Or we could just stop like where the little stops are. We go to one of the duty.
I was gonna say
and we buy a fucking bottle. Really?
Well, that's what we have to do.
They actually have bottle on the cruise. They have shops where you can buy bottles.
And if I remember correctly, isn't it like cheaper on the cruise? Like once you're out on the water anyway, it's not like
once
ripping
you're
you off.
Once you're in international waters, right. It's all duty.
So that'll take maybe 12 hours. You all can
not
handle.
Not even. You're right, in international waters 20 miles out from shore.
So you can handle 3 hours without alcohol. You guys can manage, I promise.
No, we don't even need to manage because we can take them ready.
Or you could just wait 3 fucking hours.
I'm gonna go with Joey that's on this one. Like, honestly, I don't even want to drink on the cruise because I feel like I'll be more susceptible to throw up.
No, sometimes you need to.
You don't really get seasick on a cruise.
But regardless. Yeah, you do. Jordan said she just got off this cruise and, like, she had to take seasick pills, like, two of them.
Yeah, but doesn't she have vertigo?
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, yeah, if you have vertigo, it's a little bit different.
Well, whatever.
Sometimes my dad wakes up out of bed and has a vertigo attack. And I can promise you, my house isn't floating back and forth.
Sometimes in the middle of my double, I have vertigo.
Well, you're spinning, so that
and upside
sense.
Down.
Yeah. So anyway, point being, you'll be fine, and you can handle 3 hours, I promise.
And it's not that fucking expensive. It's like literally as much as Total Wine is, because I've had to go to duty-free places.
Yeah, so exactly. And, you know, don't risk getting caught on getting on the cruise when you can just wait 3 hours.
Yeah, why waste money when you can just wait 3 hours?
What's duty-free mean?
Without tax.
Without taxes or
so
any
so why don't you
fees.
Say tax-free and make it easier for idiots like me?
Because... It's not tax-free. It's duty-free.
Name.
Because it's called duty when you import stuff. And it's complicated and way more complex than what I just said. But
he said import.
I don't get it.
You're such an idiot, Ben.
Because he was going to say, he said duty, but instead he said import.
Yeah, it's funny.
Wow. All right, well, Sai's had too much wine. He's messing up the jokes.
I have not. I haven't even had that much.
No, you really haven't.
I'm like half a glass.
You've just lost your sense of humor.
I just didn't catch it, Joey. I'm blonde, that happens.
I guess you are blonde. How'd that happen? Because Ben is not blonde at all.
Milkman. I'm the milkman's son.
Oh.
Just kidding. My mom has dark hair, my dad has light hair.
No.
I saw a picture of them.
And you both have
babies,
red beards.
And you guys do look alike.
And we do have red beards.
It's weird.
Ben, motherfucker. I'm so mad at him. The other day I'm sitting
there
playing Call of Duty. Because
I have a furious beard right now.
No, because I was sitting there playing Call of Duty. And Ben pops up out of nowhere. He goes, oh my god, Sai. I found out that we're descendants of, what's his name?
Barbossa.
And I was like, who's that?
Redbeard,
he's like,
pirate.
Captain Redbeard. And I was like, no shit. He's like, that's why our beards are so red. I was like, Ben, are you fucking kidding me? He goes, yeah, you're an idiot. I was like, oh, what the fuck? I was so mad. I was like, how'd you find that out? He's like, Ancestry.com. I was like, are you kidding me? He goes, yeah, you're an idiot. I was like, fuck. That could have been possible, though. Like, he could have went on Ancestry.com and found out. He had me going.
What if we really are, though? What if I was just a complete idiot and made you look like an
idiot? I forget what it is, but I think if
nothing.
You go back enough generations, we're all related to, like, Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan. Like, 1 in 200 people are descendants of Genghis Khan.
It's gotta be me.
Well, it's gotta
we're related.
Be me.
Here we go to the musical segment of the podcast.
Hey, we did say we wanted to have a musical podcast, so why not now?
Except the only one here that can sing is Sai.
Could it be a video podcast and we do like dances and stuff to it too?
Maybe it's the live cast. We'll just sing the entire live cast.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to be terrible.
24 hours?
Yeah.
I can get through an hour of singing. 24 hours and I'll be like, somebody shoot me in the face! I can't handle it.
Well, isn't Frozen technically a musical?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then so there you go. See, you only sing like once an hour.
That's true.
Did anyone else feel like that movie went on for fucking ever?
No, it was
no.
cute. I felt now, like have y'all read all the stories online about how they relate to all the other Disney movies?
Yeah,
and stuff?
How Tarzan is Elsa and what's-her-name's sister? Or brother and sister?
Oh, okay. That I don't know.
Yeah, the theory I heard is, because you know how the movie starts and the parents went off on a cruise?
Yeah, but they're going to that girl with the long hair, what's her name? Rapunzel?
They're going to Rapunzel's
to her wedding.
But they never made it. They died at sea, remember?
And apparently that boat...
Wait, hold on.
Little Mermaid.
The boat got stranded... Right, the boat that capsized was Little Mermaid's castle thing. But where the parents ended up was on the jungle island where they gave birth to Tarzan. And then his parents, being Elsa's parents, were attacked by the leopard cheetah things on the island and killed. See how that all... And that was actually confirmed on Reddit by the people who wrote Frozen.
What?
Well, it wasn't really confirmed, but one of them said it was a theory joke thing. But it doesn't fucking matter. I saw it on Reddit by the people who wrote Frozen, so it makes it true.
That's awesome, though. I really like how all those are related.
Right? So that means that Tarzan is Elsa's brother.
Elsa and the other girls were
brothers. And Elsa and Anna's brother.
And Tarzan built Wall-E.
How the fuck did... What? Ben just coming up with his own theories here.
And that sucks. So no.
And Finding Nemo. Something.
Yeah, and Ariel was friends with the lobster who was friends with Nemo's dad.
Yeah, they went to college together. Yeah. It was the same college that Mike and Sully went to from Monsters, Inc.
There you go. We've completely tied together the Disney universe.
Yes, go us.
I'm pretty sure Monsters, Inc. was Pixar. Shit.
What?
Which is Disney.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you know that Steve Jobs started Pixar?
Yeah.
Did he really?
I did not know that.
Yeah, when he was fired from Apple, he went out and he started Pixar, was largest shareholder of Pixar. Then Apple bought Pixar, making Apple or Steve Jobs the new largest shareholder of Apple because they bought Pixar, which he started. And it's kind of funny how he came back in. And then then Apple sold Pixar to Disney, but Steve Jobs was still like the primary shareholder of that, making Steve Jobs the largest shareholder in Disney as well.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So I'm kind of mixed up on some of the details there, but that's basically what happened. So that means the Steve Jobs, or not Steve Jobs anymore because he's dead, the Steve Jobs estate pretty much owns Disney, owns Pixar, and owns Apple computers.
That's ridiculous.
Pretty much Steve Jobs was a motherfucking badass.
Which also means that he now owns Marvel and owns LucasArts.
So let me say, he never graduated college.
Yeah.
Just saying. Throwing it out there.
That doesn't mean it works out for everybody.
No, but it worked out for him.
It's going to work out for us.
Yeah.
Except Joey.
Joey's going to graduate.
I've already graduated. By force. So.
And he's going to carry us to success.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about going back to college, too, just to get the free money.
Yeah, but you've gone back to college twice now, right?
Technically, I never left. I just took a semester off because of...
A hiatus.
You took a long semester off, because I remember back when we cheered together, you were in college.
I was in college, and then I dropped out, and I said I was never going back because college is a waste of time and money for me.
And then he went back.
And then I went back.
And then realized he was right. It was a waste of time and money, and now we're back here.
Well, no. I had a lot of things happen. I moved, and breakups, and lots of moving around.
What?
So I took this semester off so I can get everything collected. Back? Yeah, I'm going back next semester.
Just to get money?
No.
Oh.
Guys, look, it's the world's smallest violin.
Joanna feels very sad for you.
Ben, that should be an uplifting point in your life.
It was, but it was hectic as fuck.
I was going to say, yeah, it was still...
It was a
transitioning period for him.
He lived with me for like 3 weeks.
And now we live together again.
We're roommates.
In the same bedroom.
Bless you.
Oh, sneezing hurts when you break
your nose. I actually sleep on the couch now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because his room's filled with dust and I can't breathe.
I can't breathe in it either.
That makes sense.
You should sleep on the couch, Ben.
Let's dust it out then.
Yeah. You should see his room.
It's got all his shit in there.
It's got what?
It's got all of his shit in there.
I don't have that much shit.
Your bed and all your fucking clothes.
I have two boxes. All my clothes are in my dresser.
I thought you said loads. I was like, what?
All your
loads. Boom, boom.
Size blowing loads all over my room.
Have you guys seen that thing on Reddit?
No.
The cum drawer?
What?
There was this guy. It was some Ask Reddit question. I don't even remember what it was. It was something like, what's the most disgusting thing you've ever busted a load on? And he says, well, when I was like 14, I didn't really have a place to go. So I just went in the drawer, and then I ended up always going in the drawer, and everyone's calling bullshit, whatever, and then he uploads a picture of the drawer, and it's just, ugh.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
Right?
That's horrible.
I don't know if I'm going to link dump that one or not.
It's called a tissue? Let's not.
He had a drawer.
He had a drawer.
And then there was another guy.
A shower.
There was another guy who had a shoebox.
Oh my God. And he posted a picture, too. Gross.
Yeah, I've done that too. Here's my shoebox.
What
the fuck?
Like, you plan it out. I'm like, let me put my shoebox here and then get to business and then there you go.
God, that would smell fucking awful.
Oh my.
What happens when you miss? You know there's got to be like a ring where that shoebox was.
But anyway, I'm not going to link some of that, but you can very easily find that with a Google or Reddit search.
I'm going to throw up.
Search. So you all have fun with that.
Ugh.
All right, so let's segue out of that really quick.
Yeah.
Yes, please. That was disgusting.
Oh my god.
I quit. I quit life.
Yeah. Oh, I was right. Hungry.
You want a glazed donut?
These donuts suddenly look less appetizing.
Wow. The chocolate ones look worse. Look at
them. Are they cream-filled?
No.
We do have cream-filled, though, so I don't think...
I don't like cream-filled donuts.
None of these donuts are getting...
It's actually custard-filled, so it's, you know, more...
Oh, gross.
Wow. All right.
Well, Joey, would you care to tell us...
My embarrassing story?
Oh, is it... Oh, yeah, you did say it was embarrassing.
It
was okay, go ahead.
Embarrassing. All right, so... This weekend we were at the competition. Joanna sent me a Snapchat of a segue. You know, like a podcast.
Yeah. No,
segue,
I got you.
Just,
yeah.
Anyway. And so I sent her a Snapchat back. And it was just a picture of her because at that point I was standing next to her. But my flash went off accidentally. I was like, fuck, I hate when that happens. Because that's always annoying when you're trying to like indiscreetly take a picture and the flash goes off. Well, one time... God, I'm going to sound like such an awful person.
Continue.
There was a very large person.
I know. Oh, God. I know this is going there.
At a particular place that we go to sometimes, and I took a picture.
And your flash went
and
off.
And the flash went off.
Oh my god.
Did she know it? Did she
know it? I don't know.
You?
I was so embarrassed. I just. Oh god, I'm an awful person.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
What place was it?
Three. Yeah, so yeah, I was really embarrassed.
I would be too, but that's happened to everyone. That happened to me once.
I know.
At the
and then
gym.
I felt really shitty after it. So yeah. I feel bad about it, so it's okay.
My moral cousin... of the story is make sure your flash is off.
Yeah.
If you're going to take a picture of a very large person, make sure the flash is off.
My cousin went up, when he was a little kid, went up to this fat lady at a buffet line, went up to her, tugged on her shirt, and said, haven't you had enough?
Wow.
Yeah, legit.
Man, we were getting offensive.
My daughter, the older one, we were once at Busch Gardens with a friend who is a little, you know, on the large side, and she had to go to the bathroom, and so did Haley. So they went to the bathroom, and Haley said, oh, you fit in the toilet?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, kids, you know, you can't.
Blame it on the fucking kids. Yeah.
Wow. Man, all right, let's... Of course, I have the perfect segue into my next story.
What's your next story?
All right, so God, I'm going to sound like a racist now, too. All right, so when we were in Orlando this last weekend...
one from Orlando?
Yeah. We were... I was sitting in the hotel lobby, and there was this large group of black people all standing around this table. I'm like, what are they doing? I mean, there were like 15 of them around this like small little, not even a full-size table, because it was
chicken?
Like the ones in the lobby. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? It's a tray full of fried chicken.
I knew it!
Sitting in the hotel lobby, eating a tray of fried chicken.
I knew it!
Wow.
Stereotypes.
Way to fit the stereotype.
Gotta love them.
Hey, the shoe fits.
I love fried chicken.
I love fried chicken too. Don't get me wrong.
Why didn't jump in with that?
Can I get a leg, please?
I would happily join that party of fried chicken. I was just like, wow, this is a stereotype.
Oh. I'd be like, yo, let me get a thigh.
Not yours, bitch. I want the chicken.
I really liked our hotel, by the way.
Yeah, I did too. This was the other hotel, but I liked our hotel too.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting the Omni Hotel for a weekend.
No, because you're going to spend that money on a cruise.
Right. No. I'm
no,
not.
But you're gonna
nailed it.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yes, yeah. You are, dude.
How many hotels? What, like $200 a night?
$100.
Pretty only? Cheap. It's only $100?
That's significantly less expensive.
No, it's $300 a night.
Right.
So when
it's
he goes for the weekend,
a
it's
night,
$600,
yeah.
Which is way more expensive than he'd spend on the cruise.
Yeah. What Joey said.
I'm actually gonna look it up. We
fuck
can
you.
Dump
don't
that
do
bitch
it
to find out how much it really.
No,
is.
It's definitely $300 a night.
Yeah. You know what? I'm really excited to stay at the Gaylord Palms.
Yeah.
Your
I've
sister
heard
hooked
it's
me
really,
up with a
really awesome.
Discount on the Omni.
Is it part of the Marriott or Hilton brand?
My mom works for Marriott, so no.
Not anymore.
I don't know about Hilton, though.
No. I don't know. But nobody else in the podcast cares about this.
Yep.
Is it another one of those after podcast
things? Well, cut it out, Joey.
I will.
All right.
Ahem.
Ahem. So,
yeah.
Since
really
we are largely a gaming podcast, what games is everyone playing?
I've been playing.
We rarely
Titanfall
talk again about games.
I know, it's funny because that's like totally what we do.
Yeah,
I've been playing Titanfall a lot. I've been thinking about starting up BioShock again. Maybe play some BioShock Infinite.
Cool.
You know what I found out? Goat Simulator is made by the same people that made Sanctum, which is one of my favorite indie games.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a first-person shooter tower defense game. So you build your towers, and they come. The enemies come through, and you know they follow your tower path. But you also go in and you shoot and kill them too.
So, that's pretty cool.
Pretty awesome.
And it turns out the same company made Goat Simulator.
Goat Simulator, from what I've seen, is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that'll be something. That'll be one of the games we play on our new computers. That, me and Ben are gonna play Octodad. He's totally against it, but I am all for it.
I'll play it. What is it?
It's horrible.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Maybe me and Sai will play it because Sai will get angry.
Now imagine,
and then I'll break the computer you just brought. Good job, Joey.
Imagine
it's a great idea.
Like American Dad or Family Guy as a video game, and you play as an octopus.
Basically, here's the story: you are a dad who just got married, and you're also secretly an octopus. So you have to go around and do tasks, but you can't let anybody know you're an octopus.
This is great. I'm so going to have fun with this.
And then, on top of that, though, we each have a controller, and we only control half of his body. And you control one half, and I control the other half.
No, you control alternating parts. Like, you control the, like, say, he controlled the left arm and the right leg.
Switch it, but...
That's crazy.
So you and me have to work together as Octodad.
Yay!
To be inconspicuous and seem like a normal American dad.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. So that would be fun.
It's really weird.
It is really weird.
So fucking great. In fact, do you want to do that today? That could be our...
You have it?
Oh, but we need an extra controller for the PC. Bollocks.
Do we not have an extra controller?
Not a wired one. Damn. Next week.
Scratch that idea.
Yeah.
Guys...
Yes, Ben?
I don't know. Actually, let's finish off. Sai, what game are you playing?
I played Assassin's Creed Black Flag for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I do like that.
It's good so far. I stopped playing and played Call of Duty again.
He's also been playing like fucking musical animal chairs something.
My Singing Monsters on the iPhone.
My Singing Monsters?
Yeah. It's like you make monsters and they make certain noises and you create a whole like orchestra of singing monsters.
Oh, kind of like Mario Paint, sort of?
No.
Oh.
Okay, I've never played that, so I don't know.
That's an old like NES game where you could basically make songs with Mario. I don't know.
You breed monsters and you like make new ones and they make different sounds.
Oh, that sounds pretty
cool.
And
you put them, like you plant them on a...
You know, I've been playing 2048, where it's like a sliding puzzle game and you have to match up the numbers together. So if you get like 2 and 2, it becomes 4, and 4 and 4, it becomes 8. That's and pretty weird. You have to try to get up to a one tile that says 2044, or 2048. So it's really
fun.
It's
pretty cool.
I've been playing it a lot.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's free. It's called 2048, and it's on the App Store and the Android Play Store. So yeah.
Yeah, I would probably break my phone. I can't do that.
Yeah, I've yet to do it once. So
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would freak out.
And there's another game called Threes, which is pretty much the same idea, but instead of starting with 2, you start with 3, and so you combine 3 and 3 to get 6, and 6 and 6 to get 12, and blah 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 blah.
Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah 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 blah.
What?
So on and so forth.
Yeah, exactly. To infinity and beyond.
I've been playing a lot of Minecraft since we've got the server up.
Have you been playing on the server?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I haven't played on the server in a while.
Ben's been playing a lot of DC Universe, too.
I have been playing a lot of DC Universe. I'm excited about that. And
well, I can't wait till we get these computers and we do our Minecraft Let's Plays, because those are going to be so fucking fun.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I have yet to watch y'all do that.
Yeah.
Do a Let's Play or
both. Minecraft?
Yeah, so we'll...
My Minecrafting has gotten not better
at all,
actually.
You were talking really quiet and then, like, talking away from the mic.
My Minecrafting skills have not gotten much better, let me just say. I still fucking...
Minecraft isn't even that hard of a game.
But I'm, like, a dunce when it comes to Redstone. It's like, oh...
Oh, well, that's a little bit different. Not a lot of people are good at Redstone. Even I'm not that good. That's the circuitry stuff that I did, like, our automated farm with and stuff.
Oh, you're talking about doing the circuitry?
Yeah.
I was like, I suck at that. It's not that hard to get Redstone, but...
It's easy to get Redstone. It's hard to figure out what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyway, we'll do some awesome fun. I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
How excited are you?
So excited.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Anyways, I think the last...
worst singers ever.
Yeah.
This musical is not going to go well.
No, it's not.
Fucker.
People are going to turn that shit off.
Continue.
Sorry, be quiet for Ben.
Yes. Bow to your master.
Fuck you.
No, I think the last console game I played was Halo 4.
Yeah, that was the last console game I played, too.
I don't think I've touched it.
Man, do you remember how good I was at Halo 4 when we were playing?
Let's brag about it on another podcast, Joe.
Oh, have we talked about this before?
Yeah.
Man, I kicked ass at Halo 4. Good times. I haven't played it in forever, though. But, you know, Halo Spartan Assault is now coming to PC.
Is it?
No way.
It is.
Yay.
Yep. So I'm super excited because I was like, I'm going to have to get an Xbox One. But nope.
Now we have another game we can play.
Not no more.
I was expecting it to be more like Halo Wars, but it's really not. It's just like a top-down...
I don't even know what it is. I just know it's a Halo game and I want to play it.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I stole mom's Windows phone to play it when it first came out.
Oh. Yeah, your mom has a Windows phone. That's weird.
Yeah.
Only person I know. Second person I know with a Windows phone. My friend Ty also has a Windows phone.
And he also sucks.
He says he likes it, but I don't.
He lies.
But I know.
He's a liar. Yeah.
Yep. But yeah. So that's exciting. Yeah. Speaking of PC shit, there's nothing exciting happening on Kickstarter.
No, but speaking of Kickstarter, did you hear what Square Enix just announced?
Nope.
They just announced. It was like, I want to say this morning. Was it that early of a morning for me today? It was either last night or this morning. It doesn't fucking matter. Announced they're starting their own crowdfunding program called Collective, which is basically Kickstarter, but Square Enix is putting it together. And I wanted
is it specifically for games?
Yeah, I think so, because I want to... No, I didn't get a whole lot of chance to read on it because I had to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the... What the fuck are you guys doing?
Taking pictures for for the link dumps.
I'm in the middle of a story.
I'm listening to your story.
You didn't have to interrupt your story.
Yeah, but we hear you over there moving and getting up and goddamn.
Cry about it.
I will. Wait. I'm crying about it right now.
I know. It's very loud crying.
Yeah, it is. It's more like whining. Making me sad. And Joanna's over here on her phone now, too.
I was going to take a picture of you guys now.
I was just taking pictures.
So,
look, I'll
Square Enix crowdfunding,
because I'm fucking
interested.
All right, whatever. Me and Ben will finish the podcast. One of the benefits to it is that you can use Square Enix assets in your games by using the Square Enix Collective crowdfunding software.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's actually out yet or they just announced it, but yeah.
Do you get to use like Square Enix's engine or just...
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look into this. It's
yeah,
pretty cool.
But I know they said you could use some of the assets. I don't know the circumstances surrounding it, but yeah.
I went to put a cactar in my game.
Yeah, see, we have no idea what you guys are talking about. That's why we're so quiet over here.
The little
you can be quiet, but you don't have to be distracting over here.
You're
not distracting.
Like
we're being camera people for our podcast.
And then you're going to
miss... She's on Facebook.
You're going to miss an opportunity to, like, jump in...
Called your shit out.
And segue into something you do understand.
I'm actually taking pictures. I'm still on my picture app.
But right? you act like you've never played a Final Fantasy game before.
I've never played a Final Fantasy game
before. I've never played a Final Fantasy game.
Never
what?
Played a Final Fantasy game.
Either have I.
We have it. Like, I legitimately have it for 360.
Yeah,
and
no,
bought it.
I bought
still haven't touched it.
I bought...
By the way, you still have my Mirror's Edge for the PS3 that you took, like, 4 years ago. Well, Ken P took it, and you still have it.
No, I think Ken P took it.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, we don't definitely...
I'll buy you a new one. It's, like, $5.
That's okay. I have it on PC now, because fuck you guys, but...
I don't really have time to play video games, so I have no idea. I would like to, but... Oh.
Well, we're a video game company. We play video games.
I have two kids, a job.
Hey, you have plenty of time to Snapchat at work. Why can't you play video games at work?
I taught my girlfriend. Right? No, she plays Candy Crush. She plays Candy Crush.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you.
You should delete that game right now.
I did teach my girlfriend how to play Resident Evil.
Because you needed a healer.
Resident Evil?
Hey, you have someone with the fucking green herbs. Or whatever they are.
They do have green.
We beat the whole story mode. It was pretty fun.
Oh, that's cute.
See, that's adorable.
Yeah.
You guys should play Fable together. I hear that's a really good couples game.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
Fable
one?
2.
So it's 2-player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way. But
it's... The way it works is like she becomes your... not your arch... Your... What's the... Henchman. She's like your henchman. So it's she doesn't like quite get to play her own story, but it's a co-op and you guys can go through shit together and...
That's cute.
Yeah.
I'm getting
it.
You guys can like get
Halo
married and
I'm
all this other stuff.
Today.
Yeah. It's pretty cute. What'd you say, Joanna?
I said I used to play a lot of Halo with my ex.
See? So you know video games.
Mm-hmm. I do some. Hey. I just don't have the time anymore. Or the people to play with.
Bitch,
or
bitch,
the
bitch,
console.
It's
moan.
Us.
Moan.
It's us.
And when was the last time you invited me to come play?
We don't really.
I was just saying we don't play.
It doesn't count when you do it, Ben. It's not as cool. Sorry.
It's very fucking cool
no,
when
it's
I do
not.
It.
No,
Ben's also playing the world's smallest violin.
Joanna also has smaller fingers.
Joanna,
so.
Can you move a little bit closer to the mic? You're like leaning away from the mic.
Sorry, I'm really hot.
It is.
Yeah,
really
I don't know why
here.
It's so hot in here.
Again, it's because I'm in here.
No, that's
but you're in here
definitely
every podcast.
Not.
I know.
It's never hot.
It's usually really cool. <in here. Yeah.
laughs> Thank you, Joey. Thank you.
Ben's over here. Give me the eyebrows.
He's trying to say what's up.
I turned up my sexy just for this podcast.
Did you bring sexy back?
I did.
Joanna just threw up in her hand.
Good for you. She can't handle this much sexy. It's too much for her.
It's like when you look into the angel's eyes in Supernatural. Your eyes burn out.
Oh, yeah.
Never totally
not because it's good. Just kidding.
What? Oh.
Woo! All right.
Anyway. God, I keep fucking hitting my pop filter with my nose.
I know, your pop filter is hitting your, whatchamacallit.
No, it's not, is it?
Yeah, it's touching it, so it'll probably pick up all sorts of cool noise.
Yeah. All sorts of cool noises.
Yeah.
By cool, I mean stop fucking hitting it.
But I talked like three podcasts ago how painful it was to edit three tracks. I finally figured out how to properly edit three tracks.
Oh, so, good for you.
ALS makes it a lot easier.
Please don't elaborate. No one cares. I mean, I care off the podcast.
But, you know, I say that, but anybody who else wants to start a podcast, they really care about this shit. Because I wish the podcast I listen to would talk about it so I'd like know if I'm doing something right or not.
Like posted something about it.
Yeah, in like 2009. That was Garage Band
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fact, our statement retracted.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I finally figured it out. Last podcast, the audio quality was great.
Good.
We sounded like a real professional podcast.
And last week, we shared a microphone.
And now Sai is mumbling into his...
Last week, we shared a microphone.
You did.
And we're sharing a microphone again this week.
You did. But I think you're doing a better job, because last time it was way closer to Sai's face than Joanna's face.
I think it's kind of in the middle right now.
Yeah. Well, you're a little bit louder than Joanna.
He is a lot louder.
Except when she yells. She yells, like, really loud. Every once in a while, she'll say something.
She gets excited, and she's like... Yeah.
That's annoying. Like, all right, well, there goes the rest of the audio in the podcast.
Guys, that was, like... A really good interpretation.
Thank
of her.
You. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Definitely don't yell that loud.
Sometimes you do.
No, not really.
You get pretty excited.
Yes, but not that.
Hey, I have audio evidence.
Okay. Okay.
It's the best part editing these podcasts because I can totally like edit out all the parts where I sound dumb.
You're such a dick, dude. I knew he was going to do that shit.
What a dick.
What a dick. You're a fucking dick.
You know, I haven't really listened through an entire one of our podcasts, but I bet you every time I've proved him wrong, he's taken that part out.
It's entirely possible, but not really. Because I can't remember that long in the transition. I just look for things I have to cut. And
also, Ben is never really right that much. So
he was right like once, I remember.
I was right like 5 times.
At most, you were right twice.
Yeah, Ben, sorry to tell you that.
At most, I was right 22 out of the 15 podcasts.
No.
And that was one of them.
I still have like 7 more podcasts that I'm right in.
Yeah, so you're here not to get like too, if this counts as religious, the Westboro Baptist Church finally lost a protest.
Did they? Where?
Yeah, it was sometime this week. I don't remember. They were protesting some funeral, and another anti-protest group came out and started, like, physically assaulting them.
Yes!
Which, normally, the counter-protest isn't big enough, so that when the police step in, they can, like, point fingers. But apparently this one, it was such a big deal compared to the Westboro Baptist Church. There were so many of them, the cops couldn't even really step in to stop it.
Good!
So... I think they had scheduled a 30-minute protest. After 8 minutes, the Westboro got back in their vans and disappeared.
That is good so for them. Awesome.
Fuck them. And they lost their leader, too.
Yeah, they
did.
Died.
They did, but apparently he was already excommunicated out of the group
before
he died anyway.
Oh, well, fuck them all.
I
would have
went and protested his funeral. That would have been awesome.
Well, that was funny because apparently they actually requested that people please not protest his funeral.
Fuck like, them.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you go and protest soldiers right. that have died for the country
and
that you live in and you don't want your fuck you. Go fucking rot in hell.
Yeah. Westboro Baptist Church, fuck them. Not to get too political, but I don't think
they're just saying
I don't think
they're
anyone likes the Westboro
Baptist Church. It's not political or religious. Yeah. Nobody likes them. It's like
unless you're in them, nobody likes them.
And frankly,
so.
I don't care if we offend them. Fuck it.
Now you're going to get protesters outside you.
What if every podcast we had, they protested? I would be totally okay with that. Think of all the extra
attention.
Media coverage
for
that.
Fuck
yeah.
But fuck awesome. Them. They can go rot in hell.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. I liked when Anonymous hacked their page and made it a gay porn site.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was so awesome.
At some point in time, they were saying that God made the internet for them to relay their message.
Oh. Yeah, but other times they've been bitching about it and how it's evil and all this shit.
Right,
like,
exactly.
They're just...
I wish at that protest, when they got out protest and they went back in their van, I wish the van would have blew the fuck up. That would have been so nice. Yeah. If somebody
okay
just planted
that.
A bomb under there and was like, oops.
And they called in a bomb threat?
There's a bomb threat at the funeral. Everybody get in your vans.
Well, there you go.
So anyway, that was
that's
that.
That's how
so.
You solve that problem.
Go to those anti-protesters. They did fucking awesome.
Good for them.
Yeah. So. I want to say it's Europe. One of the countries has actually made it illegal for Westboro Baptist Church to protest.
Wow.
Good.
So, because they classify them as a hate group, which frankly they should be classified as a hate group.
That's true.
I don't know why they don't... The same people they are protesting, like the soldiers and stuff, are the reason why they are able to protest freely.
Right. That's exactly. True. True that.
Yeah. So anyway, but... Let's move on from that, because we beat that horse dead.
What the fuck? You are so creepy.
Yeah, Ben likes to do these weird, creepy things around his microphone.
I was doing
because like the pop filter covers my entire. That's why I
said moved mine down at the start of the podcast. I said you guys should do it too.
I was taking pictures.
No, I just like I like hiding.
No, but it covers exactly like his eyes, nose, and mouth. So all you see is like a little bit of his forehead, a little bit of his cheek, and no, and that's it.
Yeah, just like what's his name from what's it called? We already illustrated this picture.
Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson. Where he just pokes up over the fence.
I guess I don't know who this is, but
no. But I was taking pictures and I was showing Joanna like Ben's pop filter is just right in his face. You can't see anything,
pretty much. And he keeps like trying to look around to the top of the screen. I can move it more that way.
Thank you, sir.
But, yeah.
After right. this whole hour, he's like
after this whole hour, he keeps bumping his pop filter.
Well, I just on a very strict time limit.
Oh, you're looking at the time.
Yeah,
you need to start moving your stuff, in, like, your business a little bit later.
Yeah.
Because it's interrupting the flow.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Paying my bills is, you know, a hassle.
Ben, you don't have any
it
bills.
Is. Way to fucking ruin it.
I have a car payment.
And a phone bill.
And insurance.
I have all of that.
You don't have a car payment. You don't have a $450 car payment. That shit's expensive.
I don't have that. I do have daycare.
My parents still pay for everything.
Which is almost $500 a month.
Go fuck yourself, Paris.
All right, so.
That shit does hurt. Daycare is a fucking bitch.
It's a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Shut up.
I have no idea.
Fuck you. Dad paying for your car and no babies. Fuck you.
Sorry, I've chosen not to have kids yet.
Oh, we're team no babies.
Done. Oh, fuck. They actually have one on us.
Yeah, because their other one is a complete failure.
Yeah.
Don't hate. Don't hate because we have our lives together.
No, you don't. That's the funny thing.
I have
you
my
don't.
Life together. Joey I want to make does. That perfectly clear.
Joey,
you
Joey.
Don't have your life together. Not that there's anything wrong, because if my mom was still paying for all my shit, I would take advantage of that.
Exactly. That's what I have
not,
my life together.
But it's not having your life together when your parents are still paying for
but
everything.
He still has a job, though, and he goes to school full time.
So he has his stuff together for being his age. At right. Least, yeah. At least he's not home.
So he has his stuff together.
Doing drugs and stuff like that.
Wow.
Well, I did do meth last night.
Oh,
and
shit. I thought we weren't talking about that, Joey.
I know, but I don't want to hide my problems. They say admittance is the first step.
So this many people are actually going to believe you.
They also say that denial isn't just a river in Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm going to get calls after.
You are so stupid.
You didn't tell me you were back on meth. I know. Like, do we need to?
Like I said, went back on meth.
We can send you to a place. Anyway.
There's this commercial that says you can stop being an addict, you know?
Yeah.
Because the person did it.
Well, they said, no, actually, they say meth, not even once. Well, I'm like, at least 10 times over
at once.
Not even once. You have to do it 3 or 4 times just to make sure.
It went from cheese and wine to top meth. Hats and monocles to shitting in the woods to doing meth 10 times at once. This is.
It happens, you know?
This podcast is a roller coaster.
Yeah. Roller coaster of appropriateness.
I wouldn't say appropriate.
That died out pretty fucking quickly.
Yeah, it did. So Kotaku did a study over the last couple months of where you get the most value for your games. I know you'll like this site because you're trading
yes.
your games a lot. They found that Walmart will give you the most money for your games.
You can trade in games at Walmart?
It's a recent thing. They just started it. And I think because of that, they're giving out more money than like GameStop does.
What?
Well, yeah. Best Buy did the same thing and that fucking ended
failed.
Quickly.
Well, no, Best Buy's still doing it. And I want to say Best Buy is actually also still better than...
GameStop.
GameStop, but Walmart was the best trade-in value for your games.
Walmart stepped up their game lately.
Yeah. I'm about to call Walmart today because I have like 3 games I don't want to trade in.
Yeah, trade. See how much you get for them.
I'm about to.
I mean, you're still obviously not getting like a lot of money. You'd probably be better off selling them online, but then you have to deal with selling them online.
Yeah, I'm not selling them online.
But Walmart, they said, was the best. The only downside is it takes more time at Walmart. Like, it's a slower process.
What do you mean slower process?
Like, it
like
takes
these people
15
aren't trained.
It takes like 15 minutes as opposed to like 5 minutes.
Oh.
But
wow.
for the extra money, it's, you know.
It takes me like a minute at GameStop.
So. Right, exactly. So it does take a bit more time, but, you know, you're getting more money so you can get more games.
Yeah, but how much more money? Like,
I'm totally pulling these numbers out of my ass, but I think they got like $50 at GameStop and like $75 at
Walmart. That's pretty
true
significant.
Yeah,
it was like 3 or 4 games. So, I mean, it was a pretty sizable difference.
So does that mean Walmart's going to actually have used games to buy now?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, probably. And the other benefit to it, though, is you get paid in Walmart gift cards, which are a hell of a lot more convenient than GameStop
shit,
gift cards.
That's true.
So you can trade in games and buy yeah, whatever the
sure
fuck you want from Walmart.
Buy some mess!
Yeah, exactly. Those damn Girl Scout cookies out front.
Oh, my God. They don't sell them anymore.
Are they out?
Yeah,
I'm on my last section of Girl Scout cookies.
I ran out months ago.
I finally
well,
had some
because like
Dan bought a bunch.
But you know, they had these Girl Scout candy bars that they sell at 7-Eleven year round.
What?
Fucking delicious.
Really?
What? Yeah.
What?
Ben stopping at 7-Eleven now.
Yeah, they have Tagalong, Thin Mint, and
I don't have time, but I'm gonna send.
I think
someone
they have the coconut ones too.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I think they have those too, and they taste just like the cookies, except they're candy bars.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, looks like I'm going to Walmart today to trade in my games.
Good for you. What are you gonna get?
I'm trading in Resident. I'm probably gonna get Fable 2. Because I got the newest...
Fable 2 you can actually get directly from your Xbox.
Really?
Yeah. And I want to say it's pretty cheap now, too.
Huh.
I'd say it's like at most $20.
Well, if I'm going to trade in games, I'm just going to get it for free.
Oh, that's fair.
But I bought the newest Resident Evil, Resident Evil Revelations.
Yeah.
It says two-player on the back, but it says two-player for Xbox Live. So, you can't play co-op split screen, which is really shitty.
Yeah, well, Fable's got that, like, you share the screen thing.
Yeah.
So.
Like the same screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's even cooler.
Yeah. And you can get Fable 3, too. I know people like that, too. I just heard people like Fable 2 more than they like Fable 3.
For a co-op?
Just in general.
Oh.
So, and both of them have co-op, so.
Well, I've already played all of them. I didn't know 2 was co-op.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because it's not like a full-blown co-op, but it is a co-op. And you can do things like, you know, you have your properties, and you can, like, make money from the houses, and you can have your wife. And there's some achievement for, like, having sex 24 times with your wife. And then there's an achievement for having sex, like, 10 times with a prostitute.
Wow, what the fuck is this game?
It's actually a really, really fun game. See,
yeah.
It's legit fun, but I didn't know there was prostitutes in the game.
Yep.
He's like, yes.
And I know you can have sex with your wife.
Yeah, yeah, you can have, like, sex with your wife, and then you can have an affair. And,
Who doesn't have those nowadays?
Like, pretty detailed in that game.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Like...
So, and then,
is there a new Fable coming out? Because I really want to play it.
There's...
I want to say I heard rumors of one, but I cannot confirm.
Yeah, like, last year at E3, they had I think it was called Fable Legends or something crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... Maybe.
But that was it. That's all I've heard of it. There's no news for it. So, they may have canceled it.
But anyway, yeah, Fable 2. Get it. I bet you and your girlfriend will love to play it.
I bet you would.
Bet you we would. Play with these nuts.
God damn it.
Wow.
Sorry, man.
All right, well.
So, moving on. We're at an hour on the podcast, Ben. You need to head out, or you...
I will head out in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
3 minutes, whatever the next topic is, I'll probably be here for, and then dip out.
Okay, you want to talk about On It real quick?
Yeah, let's talk about On It.
You have your own opinion on your stuff? Well, I just bought Alpha Brain, which is a fully balanced nootropic from...
What is this? What are we talking about, cereal?
Yeah, that's what I thought. This is where we back up and just listen.
Yeah. It's like... A lesser version of Adderall that's more just vitamins and stuff.
Oh.
So, it's kind of expensive, but, you know, it kind of helps you focus a bit, and it gives you the craziest fucking dreams.
Like tripping shit?
Not like tripping, just like the most vivid, like... I don't know, I had a dream, I don't even remember what was... You were in it, Cy.
Yeah,
and oh god. And Fifi was in it.
What?
It's just got weird.
And Trevor was in it, too.
Shit just got weird.
And I don't really remember it, but I just remember going like, what the fuck
is
going
shitty?
On?
How you have a dream and like the morning you wake up and like, oh my god, that was the weirdest dream. And somebody's like, what was it? And you're like,
I don't know.
I fucking forgot.
There needs to be a device that could record dreams. That would be awesome.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
That would be cool.
Well, they say that if you wake up in the middle of the night after your dream, you should get up and write it down real quick.
Yeah, too much work.
Yeah. Way too much work. I'm going right back to sleep.
I gotta bother writing shit down.
I wouldn't know if it was a good dream. I'm going to try to go back to sleep and make that dream.
Exactly.
And
if I write it down, I might lose that.
I've heard that you can't do that. I've heard that if you wake up from a dream, you try to like go back to sleep to dream again, it doesn't happen. But it has happened.
I was going
to
say it's happened to me before.
To me before.
In fact, it happened last night.
Yeah.
But so. How much did that cost you?
It depends on how bad.
It's about $1 a pill.
Like how much?
How many pills?
60.
So it was 60.
It was, I think it was actually 55. No, I guess it was 60.
He just hit me.
She just snapped the fucking remote, like the battery, and was like, click. And I looked at her, she's like, so I went, whoosh.
We're giving you the most disapproving look.
All this sorry, extra well, noise in the background. She should be playing with shit making noises.
But, all right. But anyway, yeah. So it's not very cheap. And I read on Reddit, they're like, well, they, you know, all of it does work and all the stuff in it is actually really good stuff and it does help do that stuff, but it's way overpriced. But, you know, I'm paying for the convenience because I don't want to buy all the individual pieces on the inside and then make my own shit. I'll pay the extra.
That would be time consuming and.
Yeah,
basically all these vitamins just put into one pill.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay,
helps you like focus and stuff. And they
but
actually
you don't have to. It's not prescribed. It's just
no. Vitamin. It's just like vitamins. Onit.com.
How much was it?
$60 for 60 pills.
It's a dollar pill. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But you're bitching about going on a $300 cruise. Go fuck yourself.
Well, that Adderall is like $50.
Well,
to $70.
No, don't get me wrong.
$30,
it is no Adderall. It's not even close to Adderall, but.
But you know, kind of focus.
At least it's not like my headache medicine. Yeah. Okay, 18 pills for $150.
Fuck it's that. Ridiculous. Yeah, medicine that is expensive.
I'll deal with headaches.
Yeah.
It's a migraine.
Not migraine.
But anyway, and they have a bunch of other stuff too. They have like different packages too for like mental focus or like workout stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called On It.
Like, On It. O-N-N-I-T-T. Oh, and it's by, I'm forgetting his name. He's a big wrestler dude.
Big Show.
Seth, maybe.
Seth Rogen?
No. Is it Seth Rogen?
No, that's an actor.
I was going to say, I thought that was an actor. That's why I didn't say Seth Rogen.
Oh, is it the Russian, the one who played the...
No, I don't think it's Russian.
Or Ukrainian.
I'm going to look it up. You guys keep talking. Ben has his opinion on what he uses for his workout stuff, so you talk about that.
Do you use that for your workouts?
No, but I'm just saying On It has
workout supplements and stuff?
Yeah.
I go to bodybuilding.com.
Yeah, is it cheap there?
It's a lot cheaper than in the store. Like, Jim Stepani's pre-gym and post-gym.
It's not Seth Rogan. It is Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
He owns not a wrestler.
Isn't that the thing for before UFC. MMA?
Yeah,
UFC
he's
stuff?
The UFC announcer, comedian guy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's his product, and so he makes all the stuff. He makes all the workout packages and all that other stuff. Or you can build your own and stuff like that.
He's also a huge piehead.
He is.
Huge
piehead. He's always talking about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially
well,
in his stand-ups.
And, well, it's funny because one of their products is... hemp pills.
No wonder.
Go figure. Cool. But yeah, the Jim Sapani supplements, they're usually like $60, $70 or like $35 on bodybuilding.com because he's like one of the big people on bodybuilding.
You have yet That's to cool. Help me get stuff for me to work out.
Go to bodybuilding.com. Go to the shop. They will direct you on what you need.
Or if you want to go my route, go to onit.com.
Bodybuilding.com versus onit.com.
It's so much easier dun, dun, when a dun. Person helps you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and they also have
Wish
Shroom
Wish I had a friend
tech.
That would be nice enough.
Don't be lazy. Just figure it out yourself.
Yeah. But Onnit also has Shroom Tech, which I guess uses shrooms.
Shroom
really?
Tech?
Yes. So, it's to help your immune
and
system.
And it's not being lazy.
Yeah.
It's just better to know somebody.
Yeah, it's true.
It is. Being lazy.
So.
Just do some research.
Just shut up.
I did all my research.
But Ben's website doesn't have stuff that improves your mental focus, but
I'm sure it does somewhere in there.
Shut up.
I took C4 today. This is awesome.
Is it good again?
Yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
What is it?
C4. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
I put it in the link dump. Go me. I'm getting so good at those
you,
link
Joey.
Jumps. Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
You get the jitters from that shit, though, don't you?
Just like your knee right now?
Well, I have like
RLS. Just like
RLS.
Mine when I was doing the same thing.
But, like your hands shake and shit like that?
Not really.
No.
I heard a lot of people on bodybuilding.com that complain that they're very, very jittery when they take it.
Well, are they working out?
Like, yeah!
But not jittery. Like, I get tingly and stuff, but as soon as you start sweating, it goes away and it just makes you pump harder.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
you're
if you're not working out, then you take those jitters and turn it into workout.
No, like, these are all people who work out, obviously, if they're on bodybuilding.com, but they complain that they get the jitters while they're working out.
Oh,
and,
not at all.
I've only taken C4
once. I mean,
once,
I guess every person is different, obviously, but... Like, Dan took 2 shots today. I only took 1 because I just recently started taking it. But it definitely didn't do it.
Yeah. Maybe I like the jitters. Ever consider that?
We used to take a pre-workout before cheerleading practice, and we used to nail our shit like every time we were practicing it.
Well, it's I remember I took Alpha Brain a couple years ago, probably 2 or 3 years ago, right before choreography. Man, I remembered everything the first time. I was like, all right, done. Let's go home.
Got it.
Two or three years ago, I took a bottle of Jack before choreography, and I didn't.
Yeah, I remember that
because
I came. I had to like pick up like my. I left my phone or something. I come in. I'm like, this entire place smells like alcohol.
Half of the international team is just fucking.
Oh yeah.
Wasted.
Yeah.
We got bitched out so.
Yeah,
bad.
You did. I remember that.
Like we had a bottle of apple vodka. I remember for a fact it was Jack Daniels and apple vodka that we were all passing around, just taking swigs out of. Fucking choreographer came around. We're like, yeah, teach us a dance.
Complete opposite of my choreography.
Yeah
we were not too coherent. But we managed. We got it all done.
Yeah.
Ty was pretty pissed about it.
He was pissed.
I could imagine. I would be too.
New one.
Fly down all the way from where the fuck he's from and
New Jersey
and just come to a team full of drunks. Like,
I mean, it's an international team. You kind of have to expect it. But we were actually a talented international team.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys actually did pretty good that year. I remember.
Yep.
You guys had a killer dance.
Yeah,
not that anybody listening to the podcast cares. We should be a cheerleading podcast. Fuck it.
Well, we should.
No.
We could do that.
No, you're right. No.
But Psy ended up coming up with an idea for the end of the dance with you and Aaron, the partner dancing at the end. That was you.
I remember thinking that was cool. But again,
I don't remember. My brain shot.
No, the partner dancing that you and Aaron did.
Psy was drunk that entire
season. And Adam
was
like, that's really cool. We should put that in. And then like the first front row, including you and Aaron, ended up doing that.
I don't remember.
You'll have to watch the video again.
Are you sure it wasn't Josh and Breezy?
No, I'm positive you and Aaron.
It was definitely you and Aaron that were the ones that came up with it.
I remember.
It took him a minute.
Is right. that when we had like that V in the front?
Yes.
Okay, I remember.
All right. But alas, I got to take off. Did, but... Guys, enjoy the rest of the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm saying goodbye.
When do you want to come over here and grab Ben's mic? Yeah.
Yes.
You can go ahead and get sick from your brother.
Oh.
And we're back.
Yeah, okay. So, did you guys see that video?
That's cool.
Yeah, no, you see the time. This is the first time I've seen the topic list. Yeah.
Can I sit over there next time? Because I want to be part of seeing the topic list. Just saying.
You know, I'll get a monitor and I'll just put the monitor over there.
We'll figure something out. Anyway.
So as part of the Let's Plays, well, we have to get a total of like 4 more monitors. So, yeah, see, isn't that a satisfying feeling?
That is so fun to do.
Check something off the topic list. It's great. Are we still recording? We should probably. Yeah, we're still good. Okay, cool.
Oh, good.
And you were
That's
saying,
a good
Joey?
Thing to look at.
But normally I have it set up like that, so I can see it's still recording. Oh.
Hang on.
Yeah, go professionalism.
Okay.
You were saying?
Wow, this podcast started out great. Now it's just gone downhill.
No, we're doing good.
No, we're fine.
I feel like we're great.
No, it's good. You know, the last couple podcasts, like, I've actually listened to because, like, I want to listen to them. But it's weird because I was there.
I haven't. And you've been telling me every week, like, our podcasts are so good. Our podcasts are getting better. And I haven't listened to a single one in the past, like, 4 weeks.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you listen, Joanna? You listened to the one where we called you out because you weren't here.
Yeah. She snapped me and she was like, I'm listening to the podcast. I was like, ooh.
And then I sent him the same one I sent you.
I got the same Snapchat.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you guys for talking shit.
It was fun, though.
I only send it to you guys, though, because Ben is rude and Ben doesn't talk to anybody, so I feel like it's pointless to say anything to him.
Yeah. See, this is how the podcast works. We just shit talk about whoever's not here, so next thing they come back and
defend
themselves.
Fuck you, Ben.
So we got Dan on the podcast. Yeah, because he doesn't listen, so he doesn't know how much shit we talk about him.
I was hanging out with Dan today.
Yeah.
It was fun. We went to the gym, and then we had lunch.
That sounds really
so
nice.
Cute.
Huh?
Okay. That's so cute.
Yeah.
I really want a donut.
Take my brother.
Have a donut.
Yeah, I'll just eat away from the mic. Fuck it.
I've also decided that everywhere we go...
We have semen-covered white, semen-covered black, and we have semen-filled with chocolate on top.
I've decided that everywhere I go, I have to specifically say that Dan is my brother so that I can hit on guys and them not be like, oh my god, is that your boyfriend?
Yeah, well,
it's because Daniel's gay, though.
It is. I really am
convinced.
Yeah,
but people don't know that, and when they see me and him together, they assume that we're together, so I'll be like, oh no, this is my brother.
That makes sense. You know, you guys kind of look similar. You'd be like a type for each other.
Type for each other.
No, that's the thing. The thing is, we're not. He's my wingman, and I'm his wing girl.
Oh, you're like a dudes. Like a fighting crime duo, wingman and wing girl.
Those can be shirts.
Oh my god,
that's perfect.
When are we getting our Team Hot Mess shirts? They need to be done for Worlds.
Working on it, don't you say?
That was such a fake working on it.
I think
it,
we're not going to do the hashtag.
No, we're not going to do the hashtag.
Yeah, no
I
hashtag.
Know that.
Just right. Team Hot Mess.
I'm glad we.
But it has to be all together, or you're going to separate it.
I don't know.
Can it be in the Frosted Gaming colors, like the white T for team and the white W or H for hot?
No, but I wanted it pink.
M from. I'm not wearing a pink shirt.
Not a pink shirt. Pink lettering.
I'm not wearing pink lettering. I'm a guy. You can have pink lettering. We can have two different shirts, male and female shirts. We could have pink lettering for the female shirts. And...
Well, I'll decide this all later.
Okay.
That's true. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, I'm going to design it. You guys are going to happily accept whatever design I give you. That's kind of a joke. But...
True story. No, one last thing on that. I just figured that it would be Team Hummus in the front and then Frosted Gaming in the back.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I want to brand everything yet.
Yeah, I want numbers on it, though. I do want our numbers.
Number?
I could just have numbers.
Like jersey-style shirts. Jersey-style
shirts.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's why I thought that the Frosted Gaming...
Those cost more money.
Oh, never mind.
At least at this point in our developmental cycle.
Career. Wait till we get rich, then we can have real nice jerseys.
Once we actually have like a screen print machine, the cost, it's like an extra pennies versus extra dollars.
Yeah, let's get on that then. Because I feel like we have really good ideas for shirts.
Those machines are really expensive though.
How much are they?
Like a few hundred, and then and then you have to buy the colors.
The supplies.
And, yeah.
So we get them ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we just buy blank shirts and make them ourselves.
Yeah.
We should get one of those immediately.
Yeah, with all the money we have?
Yes, so much money.
So, but well, yeah, we'll do that eventually and then we'll do all sorts of cool shirts and stuff. But have you guys seen the new logo? Kind of new logo?
I think Ben showed me. Ben showed me and I agree.
I have not seen it.
The top left out of the three that you posted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are we back on? We are back on. All right, good work.
Sorry we had to pause.
We're just going to cut that out and act like it never happened.
Exactly. So, we were talking about the logo.
Right.
And then that's the new logo.
Yep. Stand up your phone.
So, depending on if it's like a white or a black shirt, yeah. It's one of those two. I do like
I
it.
I like it.
The only thing is I feel like we need a logo that is just a picture and doesn't have words on it.
Well, once we get our name out, people are just going to notice the controller.
Well, because the problem is that when you shrink it down, it looks funny with words there that you can't read.
Oh.
So I want something that, again, like you said, people will recognize, but that isn't like cluttered with words. Yeah. So we'll have to play around
brainstorm
with that.
On that.
Yeah.
Did I talk about this last week when I said I woke up with bruises all over me? I think I remember.
Yes, you did.
I vaguely remember.
Okay, well, my bruises, the one on my arm kind of just disappeared a little bit, but I still have two on my chest.
Okay.
Like, I got punched in the chest. I don't know where the fuck those came from. They didn't show up until, like, 2 days after the podcast. I was like, oh, where'd those come from?
But are you sure you're not sleepwalking and fighting somebody?
I really don't know.
And Sai is the type of person who would sleepwalk and then fight somebody.
Exactly. That's why I'm asking.
I'm going to have another donut.
You go ahead with your bad self.
But, yeah, no, it literally looked like I had fought somebody in my sleep because I don't know where those bruises would have came from. And I had cuts on my knuckles. Like, I remember talking about it last week, but they are all now finally healing up.
Well, that's
but
a good thing.
It looked like I fought somebody. I still don't know. It's still up in the air.
It's still a possibility. Ooh, spooky.
Ooh, spooky. Did you guys see the video that the teacher fought the student?
No, I didn't.
I didn't.
Oh, my God. I just watched it.
There was a wrestling coach.
Oh.
Who,
that explains why. I didn't know he was a wrestling coach, but that explains why he took him down like that. Okay. You can say you like karate.
I do like karate.
I would like to learn.
Can we, that's going to be the segment.
I do like karate.
You can say you like karate.
I would like to learn how to, or like go and take a self-defense class.
Yeah,
sure. It would be interesting to know how to.
I did when I was
to...
like five.
Yeah, I think I talked about this before, but my grandma got her license to carry a concealed weapon.
Really?
Apparently like all my grandmas did. Like they went together and had a
collective. It was like an outing. Ladies, let's go get our weapon license.
No, that's really how it happened. And I think a couple of my aunts did too. And maybe even
that's awesome though.
That is pretty cool.
I have mine.
Yeah. I'd get mine if I just got around to it. Just never really got around to it.
Doing the class is not bad. It's getting the actual permits because it's like $250 for the permit.
Yeah. You know, I missed a great opportunity. When I was in ROTC in high school, I could have done it for like $80. But I can't remember. I think we had a competition or something the weekend they did it or...
Mm.
Yeah. So that's whatever. I don't care that much.
What else?
Yeah. Would have, could have had something... Yeah, so we're pretty much at the end of the topic list of things I actually feel like talking about, so...
I see one on here that the Beatles never broke up.
Damn it, I didn't want to talk about that one because that one's a long fucking story, but now
no,
you brought it up.
I want to talk about it. Right. That's I love the Beatles.
So there's this post on the internet from 2009.
Okay.
And this guy claims that when he was walking his dog, he tripped and fell and knocked himself unconscious and woke up in an alternate dimension. And he claims this all 100% fact. And he said in this other universe... that the Beatles never broke up. And so somewhere along the lines, he was like talking with somebody else there and he found out, you know, he's not in the same universe he was originally in when he knocked himself out. And normal stuff. And eventually though, oh, and then he finds out, like I said, that the Beatles never broke up, but part of it, for whatever reason, they never moved on from cassette tapes. So they didn't have CDs. And so he got a new unreleased album from the Beatles on cassette tape that he brought back in 2009. And when he woke up from the dimension, all he had left was the cassette tape.
No shit.
And so he published the cassette tape online, and there's actual songs from this cassette tape from the Beatles that were never released. It sounds just like the Beatles that, for all we know, is actually from an alternate universe where the Beatles never broke up.
Holy shit, that is so cool.
I just got mind tripped really bad.
It is a really long story.
That was not a long story. That was like less than a minute.
Well, I mean, if you read the story he posted, it was a lot longer than that. Gave the really brief
version.
That's
so cool.
But anyway, long story short, he came back with an unreleased copy of a Beatles album.
I just got mind fucked.
God, that could actually happen. That is so cool.
Yeah, I'm actually
things like
look
that
it up
actually
right now.
Happen.
Listen to it real quick.
I believe in that. You know, I totally believe in ghosts, afterlife, alternate universe.
Speaking of ghosts, I have something fun.
Traveling back in time. Like, I believe in all that shit.
Oh, yeah, me too. I believe it's possible.
I get deja vu really. I get deja vu really, really bad sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like
a lot. Deja vu is a symptom of time travel.
No. But what I'm saying is most people, like a lot of people say they get it, but it's like a split second kind of thing. I can get minutes of it, like a whole situation. And this is unreleased, supposedly?
This is supposedly unreleased.
That does sound like that.
Their secret album. I mean,
Holy shit, that's weird.
You know, hopefully we don't get hit for copyright on that, but I guess technically that song was never released, so it doesn't belong to anybody.
So fuck you!
Hey, you know what? If people from another dimension want to come and sue me, by all means.
Do it.
Do it.
Please do it. You won't. No balls.
Bring it. Bring it.
What was I saying though? I said something.
Oh, ghost story.
Oh my god. Okay, so, real fun. I like watching Ghost Adventures. It's a really,
I love
really fun show.
This pop filter smells funny.
Mine smells like pink eye and strep throat.
I don't know what mine smells like. Mine smells like weak old pink eye and strep throat.
All I know is you better not get sick before Daytona if you are able to go.
I better not get sick before working. Fuck that.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
back
so
to podcast.
I watch Ghost Adventures. I love it. Love Ghost Adventures. I watch it all the time. So I was watching an old episode on the laptop. It was Transylvania, I think. And they went and investigated Vlad the Impaler, which is Dracula. And a couple other places
I've seen this episode.
Transylvania. It's like an hour and a half long episode. It's great. And I had Alyssa over, so we were watching that. And then I have a ghost hunting app on my phone. And it like has a radar. It has an EVP detector. Yeah, it's really fun. I'll show you guys in a minute.
Yes, please do.
The app is M2. That's all it's called. But it's like there's a name for it when you look it up. But there's one...
I'm going to Febreze these microphones later. Okay.
There's one... I thought I had to burp. I don't.
There's one
part of the app. Like, there's different sections of the app. Like, little buttons, little apps inside of the app. There's one that's a radar. One that's EVP. One that's like a...
Right.
Like, if you put it on the ground, you start talking. If you hear footsteps, it'll... If the ground moves, it'll pick up the footsteps. Okay. Footsteps. Pretty cool. And then there's another... There's a whole shitload. But then there's one button, one app, that has four of them, which is radar... EVP, something else, doesn't matter, or EMF and then something else, doesn't matter. And the EVP, instead of like it recording, it lets spirits like go in there and use words. And sometimes they don't make sense, but the first night we watched it, it said there was like four of them. The radar swept and it saw like four, which like looked like they were in my
kitchen.
This
is on the show.
No, this is on my app.
Okay.
This is after we watched the show and I turned it on just for fucking shits and giggles. And there was four of them that looked like they were in the kitchen. And I was like, oh, shit. There's like four dots. That's the most I've ever seen on an app. And it said thin. And then it said paper. And then it said fridge. And I was like, holy shit. There's papers all over my fridge. So I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And then it said map. And there's a map of Florida on my fridge. I about lost my shit. So I turned the app off. I freaked myself out. I was like, can't do it. So the next night we came over, there was actual live episode of Ghost Adventures on Saturday night. We were watching it, and I was like, you know what? Let's do it again. So we turn the app on, and we're just sitting there, and we're, like, trying to communicate and shit. And there's different colors for the radar. Blue is the lowest type energy, like, very low energy. Red is the strongest energy.
So it's kind of like a heat sensor, the same setup, but it's...
Same setup-wise, yeah, the strongest and the lowest. So we kept seeing, like, blue, green, yellows, whatever, and then we saw red. And it looked like, from the radar, it started in the office, which was behind us to the left. I heard it in the office and I was like, or I saw it in the office and I was like, oh shit. And then it moved to the hallway right behind us. And I was like, oh shit. Then it moved to the couch, like behind the couch on our right. And then it moved towards the fridge and then it was right in front of us. And I was like, holy shit. So I was like, are you circling us? And the EVP came up not even 2 seconds later and said, sure. I was like, mind fucked. Like, it could have been just a random sure, but like the fact that it was an answer to my question, mind fucked.
What if the app just listens to you and just...
It doesn't, because I asked it a lot of questions before, like random ones, and it just either ignores you or makes up stupid words. Like, it just says words. Like, there was like a bunch of names. It was like Elizabeth was one, Samantha, Lloyd. There's a bunch of stupid names I never heard of, but I don't know how old that house is. I don't know if there's a graveyard under my house.
At the when I was little, I used to see things in the mirror. And they say that happens a lot, especially when you're with little kids.
Yeah.
And when Haley was born, she was a baby, and this is when we lived in Fort Myers. Her and I would right after she was born, I would always walk into her room and it would smell like cigars. Like bad, like if somebody was in there legit smoking
a
cigar.
I'm a ghost, I'm still smoking cigars,
but they say that a lot, that people come back and you can smell them. Either the perfume they would always wear or something they would always have,
they would always smoke.
And it's usually a bad smell, like sulfur or something like that.
That's evil, I've heard.
Like sulfur, yeah, but that's evil. But like, I'm just saying, you can smell residual energy.
So, and I would walk into her room when she was napping, and it only happened when she was napping, and it would smell like cigars, like really, really bad. There was nobody that would smoke, because obviously I wouldn't allow it. I have a freaking 3-month-old baby. Why am I going to let that happen? I would look outside the window, because sometimes if somebody's outside, the smoke kind of comes in. Okay. Nobody ever there. Well, her dad's grandfather used to smoke cigars.
Gotcha.
So I firmly believe that it's just them watching over the kids.
That could be a true story.
Could be.
That's really nice.
And she talks about her grandma a lot, randomly. Like, not because she remembers it, because she doesn't. She died when she was still too little to remember, but she'll be like, oh yeah, I saw her last night.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that is creepy.
But Riley did wake up during the night we were watching Ghost Adventures and woke up screaming, saying, monster, monster. And we're like, what? Where's a monster? And she pointed in the hallway behind us.
No, they can see it. Kids can see it. For sure.
It's scary. She did it twice that night. She woke up again saying, monsters, monsters. It's freaking.
You know what I want to try?
And maybe she was taking Alpha Brain and it was a really real trip.
Bad trip for a dream.
I really want to try. They say if you can, like, a tape recorder or whatever, and press it to record all night, and then the next day, see if you can hear something.
I'm going to do that. I want to take a voice recorder. I'm going to go buy one from Walmart.
I'm scared, though. Like, well, I really, really want
to
do it.
If some form of recording equipment that we could easily use to record things.
Wait, are you saying what I think you're saying? No, but I mean, like...
Let's use these?
We have a snowball.
They say that you should do it, like, where you... Oh, yes. Shut your
Oh my god, I can use it. That's so exciting.
Where you sleep or whatever, in your room or in your apartment, house, whatever. But I'm scared. Like, I really, really want to do it, but I'm a little bit scared to hear it the next day.
Yeah, me too. I would be terrified to actually.
Because what if they say
it?
Something like, I can see you?
I'm going to come over to Sai's house and then just, I can see you.
Yeah, but I'll hear the door open, like, very quietly, and then they're giggling and shit. And
the giggling would be the giveaway. Yeah. But opening doors makes sense just because I'm a ghost. I can't open doors.
No.
They say they can move stuff, so, hey.
I watched an episode of Ghost Adventures, and it was so legit. They had a camera in one room, and there was a door, a double door, into the other room. And they can see, like, you hear, like, a door shaking, and they're like, oh my god, somebody's trying to get in. And you think it's to outside, but it's not. It's to this other room. Well, they call it a static night vision camera that just sits. It's static, and it watches this door, like you can see the door, and nobody is near the door, and they're on the other side of the door recording the door shaking, like it's so legit. I was like, oh, it's just exciting to watch things like that.
I have to believe in it, because there's just too many unexplained things that have happened to me personally, to people I know, that why would they make it up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, my life isn't that exciting.
Mm-hmm. And I remember vividly seeing things when I was little.
I had a memory of a ghost twice when I was little. Same ghost, same house. And then, like, 6 months after that happened, my parents said that some girl came with her boyfriend to her house, or to our house, and asked if she could show him around, because it's where she grew up and that her dad died here. So that was kind of interesting. And then apparently, we never saw the ghost after that.
But, well, because sometimes they move on. They find what they need to find, and they move on.
He moved on with his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for
them. So.
Yeah, I mean,
There was one episode where a ball went down the stairs and they tried to debunk it so hard. They were like blowing on the ball, like legitimately how close I am to this pop filter. Like they were blowing as hard as they could.
Pop filter's like being dented by the microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah.
They were blowing on this ball, like very close, trying to push it down the stairs and it wouldn't go. So they were like, if there was a breeze, it would literally have to be right behind the ball, like directly behind the ball to even get it to move. But this ball went down the stairs. So Zach, one of the main guys, he was like, I'm just going to roll the ball down the stairs and see what it looks like. And they compared it. And the way he rolled it down the stairs, he just gently pushed it down the stairs. It bounced, 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 kept getting higher. Well, when it just rolled down the stairs, this thing shot down the stairs. It was like, do, 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 and then hit the camera that was standing still.
So that means there was enough force behind it
exactly.
to make it just directly
and
go.
And it was like a downward force to make it keep going down.
Science.
It's whatever, but... The way they tried to debunk it, there was no way it could have happened. Like,
I still feel like we need to go on a ghost adventure.
I want to.
We tried to once, awesome and life. Then the cops came.
Yeah, that's true. The cops did.
We went to a park once, and because it was after dark, and then like they came out with their flashlights and their sirens and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we decided
to turn back around.
Just this weekend at our hotel room, I was getting ready, and there was definitely something standing to my left in the mirror. Yeah, but that happens to me occasionally.
It happens to me a lot when we were at the townhouse. I was cooking for Riley, and she was in the kitchen with me. I was making a grilled cheese, and I turned, and the way the kitchen's set up is there's a bar, and then there's the stairs across from the bar. Well, I turned past the stairs, and out of the corner of my eye, there was a girl leaning on the banister in like a yellow sundress, like blonde hair, just leaning on the banister looking at me. But when I looked back, it wasn't there. Like, it freaking tripped me out so bad. I was like, ah.
And that's why you should stop taking acid.
That's a joke.
I was not taking acid.
I wasn't.
Dogs freak out for no reason too. Mm-hmm. They can pick up on that stuff.
I'm pretty sure this dog's just retarded. I don't think she's seeing anything.
Or you think?
I just think she hasn't freaked out in 45 minutes. And she's like, you know what? I got to freak out.
She looks at the clock. Oh, it's about that time.
Get ready.
She has a watch.
Here I go.
Pretty much how it works. So
starts rolling around and biting at things. What
yeah.
is wrong?
All right, so are we ready to wrap this podcast up?
Yes.
Poor Haley over here is dying.
Yeah.
My child is sick. Yeah. We have to go to the doctor now.
All right, so are we ready to call it a podcast?
Call it a podcast.
And podcast.
Peace out.
Bye, guys.